101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meach. We are live and direct from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. Meach, we got a special guest in the building.
What's the word? We got 414 Big Frank.
Yes, indeed.
Big Frank.
Hold on, we got to run that back, Z. We got 414 Big Frank in the building.
Yeah.
There we go.
Better say it.
Them kids went crazy, huh?
They all on the window. They touching it. They got their fingerprints all on the glass.
The breath on the window still, you know what I mean?
Biko, I wish you could see it, Biko.
They going crazy. Welcome to Tapped In with Jazzy and Meach. Frank, thank you so much for stopping through.
You already know. Appreciate y'all having me.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling blessed. How about you guys?
You ain't got to keep it that clean.
Yeah, ain't nobody asks us that. That's crazy.
No, they haven't. They have not.
We feeling good. It's hump day for us.
Yes, indeed.
Say that. Hop, hop, hop.
Yes, indeed. So, first and foremost, got to give you your flowers. I always say it. I've been saying that. Huge fan. Will continue to be a fan. To me, you bring a different type of energy to the city. You bring a necessary energy to the city. I feel like you are going to go down in history as one of the best to do it from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And keep inspiring, man. Every time I look up on Instagram, I be dying laughing because it be so dope, but it be funny. Mm-hmm. The stuff that he comes up with is out of the box. I just seen you with a wig on like a animated video. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the newest
song. It's him and
song.
JP.
Yeah, it's
well, yeah.
Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Fire.
Oba Loba.
Yeah. Fire. So let's get into it. Who is Big Frank?
Man, I'm Big Frank. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, but no, though. When you hear Big Frank, man, think of it just a kid from the hood. You know what I'm saying? Coming up with a lot of dreams, trying to make everybody happy. You know, I mean, I can't please the world. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't gonna like you, but
yeah.
You gotta focus on the people that do love you, you know what I mean? Because that's what matters the most. And what's about Frank? Frank be lit, man.
Yeah.
Frank be lit 24/7.
Yeah. So I see you have a Streamers University. You guys created like a Streamers University.
Yeah. Kai just announced the application for the Streaming University. It ain't even gotta be me, bro. Just somebody from the city, bro.
Yes.
Somebody. Mm-hmm. Gotta get on there.
Yeah, they used your song, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They used the song.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Somebody gotta get on there. It ain't even gotta be me, bro. It could be anybody else from Milwaukee, bro. Any content creator from Milwaukee, from MKE on that stream. We up one.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I do think y'all deserve it. I'm not gonna lie. I do think y'all deserve it. I also think that it would be dope if someone else from the city got it. But I do think y'all deserve it. And I would love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
But if they invite me.
It's a wrap.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
They got another thing coming.
Yes,
ain't
indeed.
Gonna lie. I'm going to be in there wilding.
Out of everything you did, what's your favorite Big Frank moment?
You know what's crazy? My favorite moment was back in 2022
when
I did that show in Atlanta. And all the, I thought it was just me. I thought I was only getting booked because it was a 21 Savage birthday party and I got booked for that. So I'm thinking I'm just finna be the one opening up for 21 Savage. And so I came there, I see a whole lot of different celebrities. I'm like, whoa, hold on, wait. The first dude I seen was Lil Yachty. I'm like, all right, that's Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the promoter and stuff. He's like, yeah. Duh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then I got on stage, I did my thing. Woo. Ray Shrummer come out. What's dude name? This is a bad time saying his name right now. P. Diddy's son, King Combs. King Combs. I seen him. I'm like, oh, that's lit. Bad Boy. I'm like, yeah. Then I'm like, who else came out there? Lakeel was there. Then the last person, Drake was there.
Mm.
And I lost my mind when I seen him. I said, oh, man.
I made it. Mama, I made it.
So you telling me I shared the same stage with this man?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, that was a moment for
That's
me.
That's cool, ain't it?
That was a moment for me.
Yeah.
I can tell that. I can say that to my kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Out of all of the music you made this far, what is your favorite one? Your favorite project, favorite song, favorite video? Which one you like the most?
E-Way.
Okay.
Me too.
The reason why I like E-Way is it's dedicated to my brother.
Okay.
That passed away from cancer. So
yeah.
Bankhead, RP Bankhead, man.
Yes, indeed.
So yeah, so my favorite. That's my favorite single.
Rest in peace, my bank baby.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Just off the bank, baby.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Big Frank songs, though, because it's it's one you could play all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Z, pull it up, Z.
Yeah. We got to run that, Brother Z. Yes, indeed. Yes,
indeed. So how was tacos and tequilas?
Oh, man, that was lit. That was another moment, too. Tacos and tequila.
Because you look on your page, it looked like you had fun.
Tacos and tequila was overly tight. I had this hoodie, y'all. Shout out, fella, man, for the, what's his name, for the merch.
Yeah, shout out, fella.
So, yeah, man. So, I'm like, man, they ain't going to mess with it because, you know what I'm saying, it was like a different crowd out there. So I was thinking like, man, that ain't finna get turned to me. And I was the first one. So I was like, butterflies going everywhere. I don't even know why I was scared, but I was. But as soon as I came out there, and I performed like a song that nobody knew yet. And they were still overly like, they were still like getting geeked because they seen the presence and stuff like that. I was like, oh yeah, I'm good now. So I got out of that. So I'm like, yeah, this turnt.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you get to meet some celebrities backstage?
I met P.D. Pablo.
Oh, that's fire.
I met him already. I got a song with P.D. Pablo. But I got a song with P.D. Pablo. It's old, though. I ain't drop it yet. I don't like it. We can do better than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can do better
than
that.
That's the truth. Hey, this is the truth.
Like, yeah, we can do better than that. And, I met Soulja Boy a little bit. It was like a hurry up. Hurry up. And I couldn't really vibe like that, but I ain't get to meet Rick Ross. I met Frankie J. Hey, that's the dude that shit.
Yeah.
I met him. Cool
dude.
That
was a good song during when we was 18, so much.
I met Mims. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's y'all ain't vibe with me.
No, we waiting for you. I mean, that wasn't my favorite song at the time. I mean, he had a number. It was a number one hit, but that wasn't my.
Mims
had
some better songs.
Yeah, he had some better songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was about it. That's all who I met. Yeah.
So, as someone who is, we were talking last week about how a lot of artists from Milwaukee are not homegrown. How they always leave. They, you know, never come back. How has it been with the success you've had and still being a citizen of Milwaukee? Like physically being here, still moving and grooving throughout the city while you're elevating your career.
It's a good thing and it's a bad thing. But let me talk about the good first. You know, like, cause like, I'm not just a rapper. Like, I'm a caring person. Like when I see people out in the public, I talk to them, I acknowledge them. I don't, like, the whole Big Frank stuff go out the window. Like, I'm really, like, a people's person. You know what I mean? People be saying, like, oh, dude, look mean. I don't want to walk up to him. But the whole time, it ain't like that.
Yeah.
You just got to, you know what I'm saying? Just interact with me. You know what I'm saying? Just chop it up with me. And I swear, like, I'm the coolest person ever. Like, but, yeah, when I see the people out, I talk to them and everything. And I be out here, like, on my bike and stuff. I talk, you know what I'm saying? The kids that see me, I stop, talk to the kids, woo-woo, stuff, all that. But then on the bad end, man, it's a lot of stuff to say about that. But on the bad end, people be like, oh, man, dude still here. He ain't doing nothing, woo-woo, some stuff like that. Why should I pay to go see him? He probably on Burlap somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you get that type of hate, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I put it. But, hey, we still winning, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, that's how
that's
I put
right.
it.
I seen you put something on your story about that. You trying to keep the business.
Yeah, for sure. Got to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you're here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's worth it.
Got
also
the kids lining up at the window.
No, for real. It's also, you know, I also want to shout you out too. The very first time I ever met Frank, we booked him for a lock-in program. Me and Von did. And that's when I seen like his commitment in the community, like when it comes to these kids. That's the most important thing to me. Is like, you can make the best music, but if you don't have a sense of community, then what is it all for? Right. You know what I mean? So every time I see you, you're always, to your point, you're always interacting with the people. Mm-hmm. To me, I feel like that's what makes you the most successful. Like, right. Your music is fire, mm-hmm. but your love for your community and city, the way you hold, the way that they hold you down, you hold them down.
Right.
And I just want you to keep doing that because it matters. As you can see, you got kids running to the window, right? But I appreciate it. I just wanted to give you your flowers on that. Oh, I appreciate that. It's not a lot of artists from the crib that do that.
Yeah.
They don't do it at all. Meech.
I mean, Frank, no. I mean, we done a lot already. Behind the scenes and just in front of the public on stage and stuff, just the energy he bring is just, you know, kind of unmatched. You know what I mean? You know, the songs, the consistency of songs he keep giving. Giving the city to kind of party to, kind of do all of that. And then just setting the example of how to go from, you know, being like a comedian, looked at as a comedian, to really pursuing a rap career.
Yep.
And really sticking to it, even when people say, man, you should go back. Or, you know, they got their own views of how he should do it. You know what I mean? And he's steady sticking to his formula. You know what I mean? You going from backpack to E-Way, to Eat a Rub.
Yeah.
So there it is. You know what I mean? And they got to keep up.
Yeah, they do. We got to talk about that, the beginning of your journey and how you started. We got to go to break to pay some bills. We got Big Frank in the building. We want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl Jazzy and Meech. 101.7 The Truth.
Hey. Outside with it, feeling like I'm
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler Digi Meech. We got 414 Big Frank in the building. Frank, what's the word?
Chilling, man. Cooling.
Chilling. Yeah. Welcome to the station, man. These kids down here at 3rd Street Market going crazy. They going crazy to see Frank.
Yeah. They always do.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
That's why I always, I got to call Frank. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got to keep up. No, no. I always, I hate Frank up ahead. Try to get him on everything, keep it going.
So growing up in Milwaukee, who were some of the artists, the music artists that, I'm going to say you looked up to, but that you admired?
I was listening to, hold on. I don't know if this is a Milwaukee song or not. Who made the duck walk?
Yeah.
That's a Milwaukee. That's
Genesis.
Yep.
Yep, I was listening to that.
Shout out to Dev on the beat.
Yeah.
I was listening to
Dre, D-R-E.
I was listening to that. I was listening to Cuckoo Cow. I was listening to Much, because Much was rapping back then. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was listening to BC the Kid. I was listening to L Book.
I was listening to
all that. Twang in the Tang.
Yeah.
Tezolo. R.P. Tez. I was listening to all of that. Bankhead. All of that. I was listening to everything.
Yeah.
Came
up in that year.
So you got a joint with Cuckoo and Baby Drew.
Yeah.
Come on now. That's golden.
I got both of them on the track.
How did that come about? Tell us the story.
You know what's crazy? JP recommended. Because I was just, we was listening to Baby Drew old songs. And I'm like, I'm finna sample one of Baby Drew old songs and put him on it.
Yeah.
No, that's what JP said. Sample one of his songs and put bro on it. I'm like, all right, bet. Say less. So I hit up Gorgeous fast. Shout out Gorgeous.
Yeah, shout out
Gorgeous. I hit up Gorgeous super fast. I'm like, bro, I'll pay you, bro. Please make this beat for me. I bet, mama, send it to you. Ooh.
Yeah, P.
Yeah, P, I got you, Pep. You know what I'm saying? I got you, P. Go ahead, just give me a day or two. You know what I'm saying? Paying him. He said the back, ASAP. I'm like, this is exactly what I wanted. So I recorded, laid it out, sent it to Baby Drew. Took like, took 2 or 3 days, maybe 4. Cuckoo Cow took this man about 3 weeks. But hey, it got done though. It got done. Then they sent him out. I was like, bro, I dropped the art. It went viral on Facebook, but it like it ain't really do too much on YouTube because I could say I gotta drop video to that.
Yeah.
I gotta drop a visual to that.
Cuckoo Cow. So are you going to shoot a video?
Huh?
We got to put an AP beat out on Cuckoo. Come on, Unc. We got to shoot this video, man.
Basically.
We got to shoot this video,
I'm
going
to put an alert
man.
On this dude, man.
We got to. I mean, like, we always have to.
Yeah.
We always looking for Baby Drew and Cuckoo Cow.
Can we call out on the station? Maybe we need to get Cuckoo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I just need his
Marty.
Number.
Marty. Marty, call. Oh, that's Drew. Marty called Drew. I need somebody call Cuckoo. KB called Cuckoo.
It ain't even Drew, because Drew be down.
Yeah, Drew be down.
It's Cuckoo, man.
Drew keep his phone on now. At first, Drew didn't keep his phone on. But now Drew keep his phone on. Like, yo, what's up? How you doing?
Yeah, oh, God.
Hey, nephew. Is that nephew? I'm going to send the track back. I got the stems and the vocals. Let me know if it's good, nephew. Let me know.
What did he talk just just how you rap.
Shout out to man.
Deepest voice, deepest Lou Ross. That's so funny. That's fire though. I think it's dope and it's important because a lot of the you know different generations they don't really do collabs with the people that came before them.
Right.
Like we rarely ever see it. And then to have both of them, they haven't been on a track together since what? You don't want to see it. Cuckoo
exactly.
and Drew. Yeah. Yep, mm-hmm. they haven't been on a track since then.
Exactly.
That's a couple of them. Mm-hmm. He got one. It's another one in the works.
Yeah.
A couple of songs.
Yeah. That's fire, man. That's fire.
Him, Drew, and Frank.
That's a big deal. Who is somebody in the industry you have not worked with that you want to work with?
I'm trying to work with T. Grizzly.
I think that'll be dope. I think you and Sada will be dope. On a track.
I got three songs with Sada.
Yeah, he got
that's a little mixtape.
Yeah, one of them is out here for sure.
And the music video, right?
Yeah. Y'all know I'm old.
Yeah, you got the video.
It's a video. It's called Baby Got It. Baby Got It Remix. He on there.
That's fire. That's fire.
Yeah, so take us back to Backpack going viral. What was your thoughts?
What's so crazy? I knew exactly what happened. It's crazy. Check it out. You hear me? You driving with me? You in the passenger seat?
Bet.
Say less. So look, I was doing a skit because you remember how we was talking about the skits and stuff, like doing the comedy. Yeah. I did because I used to rap, like do the rap parodies back then. I used to like try to rap like everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was doing. If you know me when I had the dreads doing a rap parody. So yeah. So I pulled up that beat on YouTube. I'm like, this beat too fire. I'm like, all right, say less. All right. I pulled the beat up, and I was just playing, so I just started rapping on it. Like, oh, this is going crazy. So when I did the video, it's crazy. Dude, when I did the video, I was on the toilet. So I was putting the phone by me. I was just dancing. Hey, too many cuts in this. Hey, and then it went viral. So I'm like, okay. All right, we got the videos coming. Then all the celebrities was doing it. NBA Youngboy, Baby Mama was doing it. NBA Youngboy Kids was doing it. Lotto was doing it. Everybody was doing it. I'm like, oh, yeah, this the one. And then SZA followed me ASAP. On God. It was a lot of people following me. Just, man, going crazy.
That's when you knew you had one?
Yeah, that's how I knew it. That's how I knew it was it. But what I messed up about it was I wasn't doing no interviews. Okay. I wasn't flying out to do no videos. Because a lot of, like, platforms that do videos and stuff like that was telling me they're, like, give me a free flight. Let me shoot the video for you. From the Block hit me up.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. All the platforms hit me up. I did not do it. I thought I was just going to do it just by myself. But that was a lesson learned, though.
Yeah, you end up doing all that when you had Eat Her Up, though.
Yep. So, see, I had to go through it to learn it. So when Eat Her Up came up, I did all that.
Yeah.
Went to Texas to do From the Block.
Yeah, I remember that. We was talking.
I did all that.
Yeah, we that's when Frank do a lot of
stuff.
I did
all that.
That's fire.
So, the experience down in South by Southwest, or just like you said, you had to go through it to learn it. Like, do you have any other things for the youth that's going through music right now that could be discouraged when they miss opportunities?
Man, they got to keep going. They got to take criticism too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can be listening to something right now. You cannot rock with it, and I mess with it. I take it home and make something out of it, and it go up. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, dang, you did that. I wasn't messing with it.
Yeah.
Just like that. Like, so, yeah, man, for the youth, man, y'all just got to keep going, man. Y'all just stop listening to what other people say because that's, I mean, it'll make you mad a little bit, make you feel some type of way. But, hey, if you feel it in your heart that you got it, you better do it.
Mm-hmm. What was the transition like going from content creation to artist?
I was doing both.
At the
but
same time.
But, like, the artist was just, like, popping more. So I leaned over to the artist more.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Yeah, going from one of the funniest.
Yeah, yeah.
To absolutely. One of the hottest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, my
that's
kids were doing it. They was all in the, when he was doing the content creation. I think all the kids was
So what's
following.
Your favorite funny video? I got one. I got my favorite Frank funny video.
Oh, it was me, George, and Zebra Cake in the car. I did a little, I know I can't cuss on here, but I said some suspect stuff, and it went viral. And so that's my, yeah, just like that with the music. So that was hella funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, that went viral.
So Mines is, he did a video about Milwaukee lingo and how girls act. Just want to hear Milwaukee lingo. Yeah. At the end of it, he said, they was like, let me hear you one more time. He's like, let me hear you one more time. Go, before you go, say one more thing. Yeah. He said, brother.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, yeah. That was my favorite, too.
I said, oh, my God. He's funny. He said, brother. I said, oh, this is the most Milwaukee thing in the world.
Do you feel like you are at a point where you are ready to start touring? Because I feel like I've watched you throughout these years build a crazy catalog. Like,
you must have seen this post yesterday. Said
no, since I you didn't. Said that, I promise I didn't.
He said that yesterday.
That's, you know, crazy.
Since you said that, I go on tour next month.
Oh, my gosh. That's dope. I promise I did not see that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I chose to do.
Let's go. Let's go.
Breaking news.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah,
I'm going to try it out, man. See how it'll go.
Yeah.
But a lot of people be telling me, come here, come there. Come to, what's the name, and all that stuff. Yeah.
Is this your first tour?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's time. I think it's time. I think you've built up your catalog. Your name is your name, like that whole weight. Mm-hmm. But it's just having the materials to do enough on tour, and I think you've done that.
So let everybody know what you got out right now that's new or what's coming.
What I got right out. Blah, blah, blah. Get my words out. What I got out right now, got this song called Here I Am. It sounded like There It Is, but I switched it up and did a little Jay-Z sample. It's going crazy. Woo, woo, y'all. Just dropped the album recently. It's called If You Ain't First with Sonny Lou. I got another album coming up. I can't say it. You know what I'm saying? Explicit language. I can't say it. But, yeah, I got a lot of stuff dropping, man. We just lit.
Yeah. So tell me about the relationship real quick before we go to break, about the relationship you got with Sonny Lou.
No, dog, that's crazy how we link. I been knew who Sonny Lou was. I didn't know he did beats. It was just like a what's up and going on in our lives and stuff. Same thing with Tommy. So Sonny just hit me up out of nowhere like, hey, I got a beat for you. I'm like, all right, send it. So when I heard the There It Is beat, I'm like, I like this beat. So I'm talking to the beat. Like, I said, wait, there it is, I'm in there geeking, and I'm so mad because nobody in the studio with me. I'm like doing this recording by myself. I'm like, oh, there it is.
Don't nobody hear
you. Oh, no, there it is. That's exactly how I was recording. Then it came to a hit.
That's fire, man. You always do that, don't you?
Yeah.
That's how you.
Yeah, that's how them hits be making, yeah.
That's fire. We got 414 Big Frank in the building. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. This is Milwaukee.
Ah, I'm in the soul, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh. Some haters in it, yeah. You ain't checking on me, you just ask for favors with it. She like, babe, what's in your pants? And I'm like, this style. Everything designer, so I got a mismatch. Yeah. At the club, I was pull up to the kickback. 7'6", 2, yeah, it's the whip down. Walk inside the club, yeah, it's a player in the room. Slapping on her head from the morning to the noon. She wanna do a different world, baby, take a show. Playing like a tick, watch this boom. Cracking, I'm done with it, get up out the room. Maintenance, sweeping from a boom. Going straight. I'm on it. I'm alone. Ha, there it is. Yeah. Yeah.
There it is. 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, Digi Meech. We are live and direct at the American Family Insurance. We got a special guest in the building, Meech.
What's the word? 414 Big Frank.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. EMG and nothing going.
That's that joint right there, man. My old ass beat.
Shout out Bank Boys.
Yeah.
Why
boo.
What do you do?
That's fire.
So,
We can't skate past the point that you just told us that you're about to go on tour.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. How you feeling about it? What some of the cities you're hitting, you want to hit? How has this experience been so far planning it?
I'm kind of nervous about it. I think, I don't know. I'm just overthinking, but I'm kind of excited though. The cities that been hitting my peoples up, Kansas City, North Carolina, Ohio, Arizona. Mm-hmm. Man, it's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. I hopefully it's gonna be lit.
How do you think the Milwaukee music scene has changed from when you started versus now?
I cannot explain that.
It changed a lot.
Matter of fact, no, it didn't. It came back because when Milwaukee music was, you know, we had the old era, the Baby Drew and them, you know what I'm saying, the Hustlers, the all that. It did it. Went from it did so now we in like 2012. Now we got banging.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like everybody is twanging now. Like it was twanging. Mm-hmm. And then so now we jumping up to like 2015. We went back to the dumper music.
Yeah, dumper. Yeah.
Chicken.
Flapping.
Chicken came out in 2015. Going crazy with the racks on bro. Big C. Less Team.
Everybody.
MT Twins.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like going crazy. They had that whole run, 2015, 2016, 2017. And then, like, now we jumping on to, like, 2020. Now! Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, the banging, like, the music with the claps in it, that came back.
Yeah.
It came back strong, too.
Yeah, that was COVID almost.
Yeah, almost COVID. It came back strong. Yeah, Sean P and Esco. Mm-hmm. The because that went worldwide, too.
Do you feel like you guys have more opportunities now?
Yeah.
Which way?
They most definitely watching us. We just gotta keep putting it in their face, and we just gotta. I think, like the people that's popping now, I think we should just like travel to all like the lit cities and just put it in their face everywhere.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we from Milwaukee. Woo woo, we going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Just everybody, just get together. Going to different cities, just put it in their face.
Yeah.
And go fed.
Yeah.
You signed?
Not no more. I was with Roc Nation. I'm still with EMG. It's just me.
Yeah.
Me and my boy Neek. Shout out Neek, man.
Shout out Neek.
Justin.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's just me and bro. Like, you know what I mean? It's just me and bro. But we was with Roc Nation though for like a year. It was good. Yeah, I feel like I ain't needed them because it was like I was still doing me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm hard headed, cause when I feel like something hit, and I know it's gonna hit, I'm still gonna do it.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna do
so
it.
Roc Nation didn't believe.
Hell no, they ain't believe that. They ain't believe that, bro.
They ain't believe which one? Which song? There it is.
They ain't even set that up. That was me and Sonny. I did that on my own.
Mm-hmm.
They just we're gonna. Get it cleared and stuff like that. I ain't trying to hear it. But yeah, though, like.
Before they do all that, it's at 3 million views.
Yeah. 4 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, though, I feel like, man, if you got the right people behind you, man, the right team, and tell you the right thing, yeah, them labels don't really be putting on nothing. I mean, it worked for some people, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It worked for some people, but I think it don't work for me.
It's a different day and age too. Like y'all don't really need labels.
Yeah, cause it's like I don't need the machine, bro. Like how the way we just did it, like the going viral, like me linking up with Tommy, the mayor stuff. They calling us Robin Big. You remember the show?
Mm-hmm.
They was calling us that. How the way it was going viral. You know what I'm saying? Me and Nas still going viral. I ain't need that label, bro. Mm-hmm. I ain't need it.
Yeah.
I ain't need that. I'm doing me.
I know that's right.
So, with you having the most impact on the youth, how is you trying to use your influence on them to change what they think or what they got going on in the Milwaukee streets?
Man, bro.
I know that's a lot.
Not for real.
It ain't on you. It ain't on you. Yeah. But how can you use your influence?
I actually, you know what's crazy? I actually got to go in the streets. I got to talk to them. You know what I'm saying? It's like how they be doing like bad stuff out here. Somebody that they listen to and that they look up to, I think they need to talk to them.
Yeah.
Like me or some other rappers out here that they look up to. You know what I mean? If they just need to hear that, you know what I'm saying? They just need to hear that good ear.
Yeah.
And we ain't got to, you know, they going through so much stuff. I don't want to be hard on them. I just got to, you know what I'm saying, just sit down, just have a peaceful talk. Some may listen.
Yeah.
Some may don't listen.
Mm-hmm. But you did your part.
But I did my part to, like, you know what I'm saying, trying to give them the courage and give them the, you know what I'm saying, the motivation. Not even the motivation, just know what's right and know what's wrong, you know what I mean? Or this can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever thought about pulling up to a team takeover?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I thought about pulling up to a team takeover just to, like, cut it out, but I don't want them to be like, hey, man, get your you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be that one person that's going to talk crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, though, like, I be wanting to pull up to the team takeover, like, man, this ain't it, bro.
I mean, if y'all pull up with the speakers and just throw a little
free concert,
they'll get geeked. They'll get geek for sure. Then that's when I reel them in. Then I'm going to talk to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've got to just give them something. Absolutely. That they be, oh, Big Frank, what up?
Because that's unexpected.
Yeah.
So,
and it's genuine.
They catch their attention.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering if you ever
they know if it. They know you ain't coming on no BS, they gonna rock with you.
Yeah.
They gonna rock with you.
Because most of the time you see when
look
you
look at me
up,
throwing out solutions.
Let's go,
Meech. Let's go,
Meech. You know, I mean, I've been holding that one.
Okay, Meech.
I've been holding all it. I, you know, I mean, especially when you got the power to influence.
Yeah.
And you if you're around, you know, if you could pull up, just, I mean, unexpected, just do it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who's your top favorite five artists of all time?
In Milwaukee?
Oh, just anybody, dead or alive.
We got T Grizzly number one. We got JP number two. I'm sorry, I'm talking about Milwaukee P. We got Chicken P. We got it's this new artist that I like, bro. I forgot his name, bro. What's his name, bro? He a singer. Oh, what's dude name, bro? What is this man name? I'm gonna get back to it. And I got Looney Baby.
For sure.
So first and foremost, I love that. You know, and you don't have to apologize. I think it's dope that only one of the artists was not from Milwaukee. The other four was.
Yeah.
That's fire.
I mean, we was talking about that the other day too. Like how Milwaukee listens to Milwaukee now.
Yes.
We came up, it wasn't that.
It wasn't that way. I mean, we still had our industry, like, you know, but it wasn't this.
Man,
for sure.
Every time I'm in the car, I'm playing Milwaukee music, Milwaukee artists.
It's almost saying it's not a second thought.
At all.
To, like, you just so used to playing, like, that's what's the hottest stuff in the streets.
Yeah, it's so natural. Yeah. So where do you see yourself the next year? You know, what's your hopes after the tour?
I mean, just expanding the brand more. Just keep going up. I just want to keep going up. Just keep doing the damn thing. You know?
Come up with a name for the tour?
Nope, I ain't come up with a name with it yet. I just know I'm going on tour.
I know that's why.
I'm so excited. I'm so eager. I just know I'm going on tour next week. Yeah. I ain't even come up with a name yet.
Yeah. It's still I'm gonna figure it out. Yeah. I think I would love to see some endorsements with you, like some really cool endorsements. I think that'll be
dope.
I mean,
we created the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the Big Frank glasses.
I think that's fire,
man. I lost all my goggles.
Come get some more, man. We got some more.
Yes, indeed.
We got to go get KB's pair.
Let's go, KB.
KB always got a pair on deck, though.
Yeah, he do.
Man, he coming out of nowhere. He'll send a picture like, yeah. Look at this. You like this? Like, he'll call me like, yeah, you like this? And then I'll be like, man, how you do that, man? He's like, man, do you like this? Like, yeah, man.
You know,
he said, just come pick it up, man. I got you, man. I got you.
KB.
KB,
shout out to KB, man. The playmaker. Making plays, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, indeed.
Because I didn't know he was doing that. He showed up. I had to give it to Frank because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got some glasses? When we came to Frank, what glasses are you talking about?
Yeah.
He said, man, you just told me to do Frank glasses. I told him to do it, but I know he went and did it.
So we have been talking about, me and Meech on the show, we've been talking about not just the teen takeovers, but just violence with the youth, stuff for them to do. They need something to do. We were thinking about having a citywide water gun fight. What you think that'll look like, Big Frank?
Water gun fight. That may work.
So back in the day, what we used to do is we used to pull up on people on the bus stops and spray them down with the water guns.
I mean, they doing that now with pellet guns.
With the pellet guns.
With real guns.
Yeah, they doing the pellet guns. Yeah, they sure is.
I think we should do it. And I think we should get everybody involved. I think it'll be fire. Water balloon fights.
I mean, I think if we get the sponsor to get the balloons.
Yeah, and the water guns.
The water guns. Yeah. And we could really, you know, if it's, you know, you hand them out like that.
Yeah.
You'll see people using them past that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it just have to be enough. You know, yeah. It just can't be an event. It got to be something like we passing them out for
passing
free.
Passing them out. Yeah.
You go have your own fun.
I think that'll be fire.
I ain't gonna lie. Me and Nas did it. Nas just hit me up like, hey, let's throw like a little, let's throw a kickball event.
Yeah, y'all did do that.
I seen that.
That was lit.
And I'm like, say less. Go ahead, A out a picture then, put it in ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Say kickball. And then I'm like, yeah, then like plenty of kids pulled up. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come out and be on the team. Woo woo. It was good. It turned out real good. Like, it was a lot of people there. It was a lot of people there, and it was a lot of people just there to see us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, show love. We got 414 Big Frank in the building. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.
Yup, 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 yup. Yup, 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 yup.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Digi Meech. We got 414 Big Frank in the building.
Big Frank?
Dude.
Yes, indeed.
So, Frank.
Huh?
Got you on your team online every day.
Every day.
Is it hard to stay together?
Yeah. Because it be times like something big going on, the other person can't make it, then it's like, I got to do it right then and there. Like how we linked up with Zeddy. Me, JP, and Zeddy Will linked up when he came onto the baby tour. Mm-hmm. Nas had his kid, so he couldn't come. So I'm like, damn. All four of us, that would have been turn.
Yeah.
So, like, it's hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard trying to, like, keep everybody together.
So, what is having your brothers, but then having JP, like, that's on the same thing with his level. He done took off.
Yeah.
With the, but just having that, having somebody that close that's going through the same thing.
Turk, good. Valid. Good with me.
Y'all like share pointers, share stuff?
Yeah, if I'm like in the wrong, he'll tell me. If he in the wrong, I tell him. Like, it's good to have a brother like that, not a yes man all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's like we too locked in. Just like with Nas, I'm locked in with him. That's my dog. Even though Nas childish in the mud, but that's my boy though. But he know right from wrong too.
He be on there getting on y'all nerves.
Man, bro, but that's my boy, though.
He be on there getting on y'all nerves on TikTok. He be going,
man, bro.
For all of the young artists that's listening, what advice or what can you speak to as far as how important it is to have a team, like a real team, especially during a time like this?
Yeah.
How important is it to you?
It's way important, and you can't do it yourself. That's what I had to learn. I thought I could do it myself. That's why I was talking about that backpack stuff. When that went viral, I thought I could do literally everything myself. I think I was just, I ain't had that much attention and like before. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh yeah, man, if I could do this myself and do all this by myself.
You think
yeah.
that got something to do with like today's music scene? Like you record yourself, you find beats on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So everything else you'll automatically think, I could do it myself. I'm doing this.
Yeah,
I did my own song.
Yeah, because it's some young people that they'll catch a little viral song that go fed on TikTok or something. They feel like they don't need nobody. They could do it my own. But I'm telling you, brother, stuff go viral every day. Yeah, go out that quick.
Yep.
I'm telling you, like, and people like kids are like blah, how can I say this? A young person will drop a song, yeah, go viral, then he'll stop dropping. And he feel like that one song is just going to do it. It ain't like that.
Yeah.
It ain't like that. You gotta keep the algorithm going.
Yeah. So, have you experienced that?
Yeah. Backpack. Yeah. I thought like, man, I'm good. I'm straight.
We had 2 million. Yeah.
Yeah. We had like 2 million. Rich, we good.
Yeah. Oh, I can get you. 833-212-1017. Truth Nation. I know y'all still there. Hit us up last couple minutes. Let us know. Say something to Big Frank.
Yes, indeed.
But you got any shout outs?
Shout out to my mama, man. She get on my nerves, but shout out to her, man.
She been holding you down. That's your manager, ain't she?
Yeah. Shout out to the momager, man. Shout out to my boy, Justin. Chief family. Shout out to JP. Shout out to the mayor, Tommy, man. If you know, he ain't the mayor, but he the mayor in my eyes. Shout out to Tommy, man. Sonny Lou. Shout out to my team, man. We turned. Shout out to Wani. 42 Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Meech.
For sure. For sure.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
You want to speak about JP, man?
Huh?
Want to speak about JP?
Yeah, man. Shout out to the boy, man. JP, man. You know, like, he don't do the music I make no more. Like the music we was making, he don't do that no more. You know, he do the R&B.
Yeah.
But we got so many songs, you'll think he still do it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
he done got you doing R&B. It's a song, y'all got this like a barbecue song or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, he got me. Yeah, it's called Ofo Baby. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Ofo
he got me
Baby
on there.
I like that.
I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to switch it up then. All right.
Y'all both on there, old school sounding.
Facts. That's fire. Facts. And it's good, like, and it's actually good. Like,
it's fire.
That's fire.
And it's actually good. But yeah, like, he in the R&B phase right now. He doing R&B, and his R&B songs is fire. But I told him, like, yeah, man, I'm going to still drop these songs, the songs that I got you on. You know what I mean? Just like the Chocolate Factory stuff. Yeah. That song, that video 2 years old.
That's what I was going to say. That was a while ago when they was promoting that the behind the scenes and stuff that they did.
Yeah, that video 2 years old. The reason why I got dropped because I'm not with them people no more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? Cool.
Let me drop it.
I'm going to wait till I'm done, then I'm going to drop it. Then I dropped it. Now it's doing numbers. I knew it, bro. Like,
yeah.
if I would have dropped that like 2 years ago, it would have been hit a million. It would have been hit a million. Just like the last song we got Locked In. That's at a mil. The song we got that's at a mil. Everything we dropped is at a mil.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this one hit a mil.
So just to keep you chimed in what we was talking about earlier, how was it when you turned 18?
How did you feel? Like, did you feel grown? Did you feel like I'm free?
I felt free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, ooh, I could be outside fast 12. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to the party. I'm going to be out here. Yeah.
So how much did you exploit being 18? Like, did your mama get on you about, like, are you grown or, you know?
No, my mama was still on that. She didn't care about none of that. Like, she was like, boy, I know you 18 and all, but hey. But I'm glad she did that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a mother like that, man, if she ain't tell me all that stuff, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, I'm happy she did that. Like, getting on my tail, getting on my heels and stuff like that.
So. With the music scene here, do you feel like Milwaukee, what do you feel like we need? As far as for you guys, for successful artists who are still living in Milwaukee, what are we missing?
We missing like two pieces of that puzzle. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I be thinking about that every day because literally everybody going crazy in their own way though.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. This is my opinion. If people would come together,
mm-hmm.
Like how Atlanta do it.
Yeah.
Like how New York do it.
Yep.
Tell them about T4TC, man. You ain't get to perform.
It's for the city.
Yeah.
That was just that, wasn't it?
Like, you know what I mean? If man, you know how many people was there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'll be wanting to do that again.
Yeah. I think we should do it again.
Right. That's if it felt so good that day.
Yeah.
It was probably 100 degrees. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
It was 100 degrees.
But it was like
felt like jam for peace.
It was bigger than that.
It was bigger than Jennifer Peach. I don't know. It was like a Pfizer Forum concert if Rod Wave was there.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
That's fire.
We had everybody there. Everybody was there.
That's why I'm... See how everybody was together. Everybody was talking to each other, from rappers to content creators and everything. That's why I feel like, my opinion, if we just all come together, bro, we going to be...
Collab.
Team going to be strong.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
That's phenomenal. The team going to be... Man, it's going to be a strong team, boy. I swear.
I feel like your generation is doing a great job, though.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, we've had collaboration back in the day, but it's different now. The way y'all rocking and rolling, y'all able to get to it, is completely different. Completely different.
You got everybody coming to the window. Thanks, Big Frank. Look at it. He turned up.
Before we go, Frank, what's some advice you have for the youth? Or just anybody?
Something you've been wanting to tell them from the...
Man, listen to y'all damn parents, man. It all start off at home. Like, do right. You know what I'm saying? Do right by your parents. Do right by God. You know what I'm saying? Pray. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Just do right, man. Because I swear, boy, like, that table could turn so fast on you, man. Yes. You going to regret it. And just do right, y'all. Like, I ain't got too much to say. Just do right, man.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you for coming through to the Truth Tapped In Show.
Yeah.
1017 The Truth.
Make sure y'all tune in Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tomorrow we will have another special guest on as well. Y'all be safe out there.
Frank will be back when we have it going down.
Yes, indeed. Shout out Big Frank for coming through, and much success on your tour. Milwaukee, we thank you. We love you. Closing out, 101.7 The Truth.
Z, take us away.
Moving on. Oh.